Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Radio Land. Welcome, Radio Land, to the HG Special, where the Holy Ghost is the administrator and primary director. We are honored to be partners of Christ the King Radio, where they are committed to bringing light into darkness. So tune in, set your favorites to ChristTheKingRadio.org. If you want to listen on your mobile app, download the free app, tune in. All right, my little friend is showing her phone. I wish I could see it in the studio. We are so glad to have these awesome guests on today. I'm going to actually allow them to introduce themselves here in a minute. This month we have I Am Music. And anybody that's ever listened to the HG Special, you know that it is ran of the Holy Ghost. We don't have any scripts. The only script I have is when I come on to introduce the HG Special to tell you that this is worldmediaministries.org is the Christ the King website. You can tune in on your computer or on your phone to ctkradio.org. If you would like to be a sponsor for the HG Special, we have awesome packages for you. We can even customize a package for you. Just email me at the HG Special at yahoo.com. The HG, H is for holy, G is for go, special at yahoo.com. I've been up since 5:30. I'm gonna make this work today. So we are in for a great time. Real talk, real people serving a real God. Hallelujah. Welcome. Thank you, Mama Cynthia. How you doing today? Good. Clarence, you on?
I'm here.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to have you introduce yourself to the right. Tell us who you are.
I am Evangelist Jacqueline Melton Jenkins from Oakland, California.
All right. All right. Why are you here?
Here for a conference, the Girlfriends in Christ conference, with Dr. Cynthia Jackson. And we have been having wonderful services. Well, actually, we started last night. It's an awesome time. And we're here to minister. Amen. And to proclaim the gospel.
Amen. Praise God. And my sister?
Good morning. My name is Lady Elizabeth Hudson. I am from Deliverance Tabernacle, a church in Richmond, California.
All right.
And Lady Jackie has said, we are here, amen, for Pastor Cynthia Jackson and Bishop Charles Jackson, the Sister Girls Conference. And we are just here to declare what has already been decreed in the word of the Lord, freedom and liberty in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we thank you so much for your Colorado hospitality.
Amen.
So we are just excited about what God is doing this weekend.
Praise God. You want to introduce our little friend?
And we have with us in the studio the Duchess. This is Ishelle. This is my daughter. This is my miracle baby.
All right.
She is 19 months. And every now and then she travels with mommy.
All right. Tell us why she's a miracle baby.
She's a miracle baby because I got a word from the Lord that I would have a baby despite the doctor saying I would not have a baby.
All
and
right.
trying to dealing with infertility for the last 12 years.
All right.
I believe the word of the Lord in that we serve a God that cannot lie. There's a lot of things God can do. But lying is not one of
That's
them.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And when you have a promise from God, I don't care what the doctors say. I don't even care what you say in your moment of doubt. God's word is true.
Yes.
And to make a long story short, through the process, through it all, I did have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here.
Amen.
So every time I look at her, if I never know that God hears me, when I look at her, I know that God heard me.
That's right.
And when I hear her talk,
hallelujah,
I know God's talking back
yes,
to me.
Yes, yes.
Faith is growing every
Come
day
on now.
When I look at her.
Come on now.
And so every now and then she gets to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hallelujah.
Bless God. We are so glad to have you. Thank you for saying yes on today. this month, I'm going to give a shout out to Tasha. Thank you, Tasha, for introducing me to them. We're in for a great time tonight or today, ladies. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Absolutely. I just want to speak strength to your bodies and to your lungs, because you in the mile high city,
yes,
that you are not grasping for air all day long in the name of Jesus, and that the Lord just regenerates you even as virtue just goes out of your body, that he does it immediately and he does it suddenly in your mortal frames, so that you can preach and deliver the unadulterated word of God. In Jesus' name. So this month we've been featuring, our theme is I Am Music. And we know that music penetrates to the soul. And over the course of the last two or three Fridays, we've talked about how music can change your attitude. Mm-hmm. It can help you do things that are good or bad. People use music to set the mood. Mm-hmm. They use music to work out to. They use music to help them minister. They even have music that helps relax you.
Right.
So music is in all forms and used in many different ways. Talk to us about what that looks like to you. Either one of you.
Well, music comes from the root word muse, which is in translation, inspiration. So music is inspiring. And as you said, it will cause you to feel a certain type of way. If you go into a restaurant to have dinner with your spouse, or you're out on a date or whatever, they have the candles are lit, the lights are low, and the music is very soft, and it's very melodic, and it creates an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It creates an atmosphere that is conducive to you having a conversation and getting to know one another and having, yes, an intimate time,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, right. Come on now.
You go to the amusement park or the Chuck E. Cheese, and the lights are bright and the colors are bright and the music is loud and it's very jovial because it creates an atmosphere. Chuck E. Cheese would never have candlelight and dark lights and soft,
yeah,
music, because it doesn't inspire the kind of activity that that the business is created for. And so with that said, everything happens in atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Music creates that atmosphere. Music helps to frame those moments in our lives. Most of us, if we hear a song from a particular time in our life, it takes us right back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us right back. You may not have heard it for 20 years, but when it comes on, you can name the spot.
Come on now.
That you were. I was in my, 84 Mustang going home from high school. And you know what I mean? And my boyfriend was this person at this time. And we used to hang out here. It just takes you right back.
Yes.
And so the music is extremely powerful. Satan was the angel of music.
Mm-hmm.
When he stretched forth his wings, there were like accordion in his wings, and music would come from him. And that's why there's a lot of satanic warfare when it comes,
yes,
to music and our music choices and what goes in our ear gate. So it is very important for us to understand the importance that music plays in our lives. It is the soundtrack to our life.
There it is.
It really, mm-hmm, is the soundtrack to what to our lives and to every season of our lives. And so that's that for us. That's what it looks like. The ministry of music, the power of music is very powerful. Very,
amen,
powerful.
Amen.
Amen. I would totally agree. I was sitting here saying music is a soundtrack to our life. And I think every worshiper has to have a theme song.
Mm.
Every worshiper,
yes,
has to have a theme song. It's something about, the Bible says, sing unto the Lord a new song. And depending on what situation in my life,
mm-hmm,
will crank up or will produce a new song.
All right.
And when so, when we go through our life experiences, there's a song that should come from the believer. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the best songs that gospel has ever penned comes from worshipers that have been broken, but still found a song.
Yeah. All right now.
Still had a voice and decided, you know what? I'm not going to give the devil any more glory, but I'm going to sing to the honor of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I believe the scripture begins to talk about when the children of Israel were coming back and they said, how can we sing this song of Zion
in a strange place, in this waste place?
But nevertheless, they said, I will look into the hills, but which cometh my help. And you have to understand, they were going through and it was strange gods on the hill, but they knew that the true and the living God was above every other God and above every other name. And so when we are going through life situations, it is something about the song. It's a song that I may not know all the words. Mm-hmm. I may just know one verse, and it'll be that one verse that'll take you over.
Come on now.
It'll be that one verse that'll pull you through.
Yeah.
And so I am whatever I put in me whatever comes out of me. So if I put a lot of junk in me, that's the song I'll sing. But when I put the word of God in, there's a melody that comes forth out of me. And so to God be praised, that music is exactly it is the conduit, it is the glue that separates us from the tree.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. My God. That's a taste of what y'all got last night. We getting a taste of that today. My God, she on the mountain still. You said every worshiper should have a song.
Absolutely.
So in the season of your life, what song are you singing?
I have a melody.
You know, that's God, because I was going to say it just like that. Sing a melody of what in a moment. We're going to do that when we come back. I'm serious. Right now, this is what I feel like we need to do. Right now, I just want us to bless God.
Hallelujah.
I know I want us to saturate this studio right now, just blessing Him.
Hallelujah.
We lift you up, oh God.
Hallelujah, God.
How we magnify you.
You are worthy,
God. We give you glory.
God, we bless your holy name.
We thank you, Lord God.
You are a wonder in our soul.
For the new songs just flowing out of us,
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Oh God, yeah, 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 God, have your way, Holy Spirit. We glory, we praise, oh God, we lift you up, God. I thank you for restoration and healing, oh God. Hallelujah, you are regenerating even now, oh God. Glorious is our God. I thank you for renewing, oh God. Hey, you're making a way in the desert, God. Hallelujah. You're giving water to those that are thirsty, oh God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. We love calling on the name of Jesus. We bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
It's the highest praise, God. We thank you for the melodies flowing on today, God. We thank you for the songs of the season coming out, oh God, that lives are being impacted, oh God. Hallelujah. Be lifted up, God. Be exalted, oh God. Swell up big in us, God. There's none like you, God. You're the great physician, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. You know how to awaken us every day, God. We thank you for your mercies being new every day, God. There's none like you, Jesus. We'll give you glory.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Let him have his way.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are tuned in to the HG special.
Yes, we are
blessing God. Welcome to I Am Music, where the Lord God by his Holy Ghost Spirit reigns supreme. And we're just going to worship him. We're just going to let him have his way in this studio. I want my friend over here. Come on, just begin to bless him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's no like you,
Jesus.
Yes. Searched all over, can't find no like you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's what a new song looks like. Hallelujah. Sing to us the melody of the season, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just believe that the song of the Lord in this season is, I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you've been asking for, whatever you've been praying for, I shall do a new thing, and it will not be denied,
all right,
saith the Lord. And we have to hold on to that melody. And sometimes we come to a place where we've been doing just the mundane thing and just the repetitive thing. But God, like new mercies every morning, he wants to do something new. He wants to do something fresh. He wants to do the things that our eyes have not seen and the ears have not heard, and
all
neither
right.
has it entered into the hearts of men. And that takes faith
yes,
to believe God, to see what you've never seen, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
It takes God, it takes an undeniable, a unmoving, a unshakable faith in this season for the new things.
That's
because
right.
the enemy loves to get us in the repetitive, and when we're in the repetitive, it doesn't take much because we know how to do it. It's the
right.
familiar.
Come on now.
And so we know how to, you know, crank it up to its maximum potential, its maximum level. But when God says, I'm going to do a new thing in you, that means out with the old and in with the new. And God, whatever it is that you want to do in this season, God, whatever you do, just don't do it without me.
Come on now.
Just whatever. If you're healing, if you're blessing, if you're moving, God, just don't do it without me. And so I thank God for this season of refreshing. It's nothing
Amen.
Like being refreshed from the presence of God.
Yes.
We can drink Sprite and we can obey our thirst and we can, you know, have thirst quenchers, but it's nothing like being revived and revitalized from the very presence of God.
Amen. Amen. Will you sing us your melody?
Sing us.
Mm-hmm.
You want your show to stay on the air?
Yes, I do. It will.
Praise God. Sister, I tell you, there's so many songs in my heart. By all means, I'm not a singer.
But you're a worshiper.
But I'm a worshiper.
Yeah.
And there are so many songs. Amen. That I let's see, where can I start? Like, I like to make songs up.
I know you feel the freedom in the spirit.
Right.
Okay.
I was just thinking, to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you.
Mm-hmm.
To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Oh. Falling in love,
yeah, God,
with Jesus, thank you, Jesus, was the best thing I've ever done. Because I've done a lot of things.
Yeah, come on.
But
now,
in his arms,
yeah,
I feel protected.
Thank you, Jesus.
In his arms, never felt neglected.
Yeah.
No. In his arms, I feel protected. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, 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 God.
Thank you.
Yeah, God. Ha, did it all over Shatta. You're wonderful, God. Yeah, come on now. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And I'm just so glad that God saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Before I left California, we were in worship, and that was the song. I'm so glad that he saved me.
Mm.
And sometimes we forget about the mighty salvation.
Come on now.
It was the blood.
Yeah.
And with the blood of Jesus, we sing a lot of songs, but there's power in the blood.
Yes, there
and
is.
We can't forget about it. It's the blood that what can wash away my sins. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so I'm excited and I'm glad just about being his daughter, about being his servant, about being his vessel. You mess us up in here if we keep on going.
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan. No, really.
Amen. Just because when you begin to think back and you begin to look back over your life and see where God has brought you from, not your Sunday morning life.
Come on.
But the life that you almost don't want to tell anybody. The places where, you know, it took nothing but the hand of God.
That's
the place where you, not that you wanted to be free, the place I did not want to be free from. I liked this. I planned this.
Talk
I purposed this.
Mm-hmm.
But God knew that he had a greater purpose for us. And he knew that if I don't get her out of this, it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah.
So let me help herself and pull her out of this. And so it is in those songs when you realize that your song or your life could have went another way, and you have become so grateful to the hand of God, to the hand of God. I'm grateful for what God has done and what he is doing in my life. I promise you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Nobody could have ever told me this is what you will be doing. But when you are a worshiper, because that's intimate.
Right.
That's intimate. Everybody can't come there.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can praise. The tree swings their branches and they're saying, yet hallelujah.
Yes.
But that's what, and I say that because that's what separates me from the average thing. But I can do something.
I like it.
I can do something almost that the angels can't do.
And come
that's
on.
And that's cry about his blood. And that is to speak out that his blood saved me. You know, his blood has washed me. He has redeemed me.
Yeah.
He has bought me back and put me in my rightful place.
Yeah.
My rightful place.
Yes.
When I was sin sick. Hallelujah. When I was, sin sick. I was, he found me. I was laying in my own vomit. I was laying in my own
my
blood.
God.
Had no clue. Had no Woo! Idea. I was just engulfed in the things of this world. But when God has a word, and it's that saving power that'll put a song down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Put a song down in your heart. Hallelujah.
What? Glory to God. Bless him. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, go ahead.
Oh.
Just here, let me tell you, this is really, you are free to feel God.
Hallelujah.
You are free. The only limit we have is him raising sand 2 minutes, 1 minute.
Right.
But you ain't got to stop when
Amen.
That stops. And we can always come back in from where we lift off at.
Amen.
So don't even trip on that. You are free to feel and do God.
Yes, Lord.
I would say that the song that, I guess, you know, yeah, that song that takes you there.
Amen.
That song for me probably is Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Ooh.
And
that's good.
It just makes tears well up in my eyes, just the thought, the sentiment. Jesus is the best thing. And I've had some great things to happen in my life. I think about my children. I think about a loving family. I think about so many things. But the one thing that is paramount to everything is when Christ came into my life. A love that I've never, ever could have thought to experience.
Yeah.
Beyond description. His love, his acceptance, his grace, his mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, his, just how God can just wrap his arms around you and make everything that is wrong all right.
Yeah.
See, the enemy plays with us and he makes, and exacerbates our troubles and what we're going through and our problems and, you know, just the trials and the low times in our lives. And he takes those things and he makes them really, really big and tries to intimidate us and inflict fear. But Christ has a peace. There's a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
And I've come to find out the older that I get that my victory is not in my problems going away.
Mm-hmm.
My victory is in how I perceive them.
Right.
And my victory is in the fact that no matter what the enemy does, God is still in control.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what he does. And so that song for me, if anyone should ever write my life story, there's a whole lot of things people could say about me for whatever reason there might be. But between each line of pain and glory,
just know that
Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And that is my testimony. That is the soundtrack to my life. That is how I feel about God, is that he is the best thing that ever happened to me. I tell anybody, if you ever want to be loved, if you ever want your life to be taken from one dimension to the next, if you ever want to feel like your true self, if you ever want to feel your purpose and your destiny, try Jesus.
Yeah.
Try Christ.
Yeah.
Try him. Give him a try. I don't have to sell him. Just give him a try.
Yeah.
Give him a try. Once you experience, once you taste of this honey, the Bible says, you'll never have to long for anything again. He is a well of water.
Yeah, God.
He is a drink for the thirsty.
Yeah.
He is bread to the hungry. He is everything that we need. He's peace in our confusion. He's love when we lay. He's a mother to the motherless. He's a father to the fatherless. He will be just what you need him to be. And we search so long in our lives. We search, Lord have mercy. We search. We search for answers. We read books. We watch television programs. We go to conferences. Mm-hmm. We go to workshops.
Right.
Looking, searching, yearning, when all that we need is in Christ.
That's it.
All that we need is in him. And so that's the song to my life, is that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. No matter what, God has always been that thing, that constant.
Right. Yeah.
That constant.
Yeah.
And it's consistent. He stays. He sticks with
closer
us. Than any brother. People will leave you.
Won't they?
People will walk away. And sometimes it's not even intentional. It's just that their season is up. But God is always there.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to the HG Special, where we have with us in the studio today
Evangelist Jackie Jenkins
and
Lady Elizabeth Hudson,
and my good friend Cynthia Jackson and the awesome Clarence Lee. Welcome back to the HG Special. We're going to do a little free flow here. I really like that song, Jesus is the Best Thing.
Yeah.
And I think you should just hit it for a second. I think you should just hit it for a second.
If anyone should ever write my life story,
mm-hmm,
for whatever reason that there might be,
mm-hmm,
he'll be there between each line of pain and glory.
Yeah.
All because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus really is the best thing that's ever happened.
Hallelujah.
He's the first miracle
that
we receive in our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I always challenge people, if you're having a hard time, I dare you to have a flashback.
Yes.
Yes.
Of what God has done for you.
Yes.
With that place that he pulled you out of that you knew you should have died in. That place that he pulled you out of when everybody else had abandoned you in. But he yet bowed down heaven. David said he pulled him out of the muck and the mire,
out of
the miry clay.
Yes. Mm.
He's the same God yesterday, today, and evermore. So the same God that was walking in the cool of the day is the same God that will walk in the cool of our day.
Right now.
He still speaks, and he's still the best thing that could ever happen to us.
Revelations 12 and 11 says, that they overcame him. Mm-hmm. Who's him? The enemy.
Yeah.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And by the word of their testimony. People can come and take your house.
Huh.
They can come and take your car. They can give you a pink slip on your job. People can walk away. But one thing they can never take from you is the testimony.
My God
has done for you. Whatever God has done, nobody can ever take that away. And in your low seasons, in the seasons where you're doubting, in the seasons where you're saying, God, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
Yeah.
Help me in the place that I cannot believe. Help me in the place that I cannot see. You've got to go back to what you know. And there are some times where you just got to know what you know.
Come on now.
You don't have a sign. You don't have a word. You don't have a prophecy. You don't have somebody ministering to you. You don't have an encouraging word. Nobody patting you on your back. You got to lean and depend on what you know. And what you know is that I once was lost.
Huh. Come on.
But now I'm found.
Yeah.
I once was blind, but now I see. God opened the door. If he did it before,
he'll do it again.
He's going to do it again because he's the same God.
Come on.
Right now.
Yeah.
As he was back then.
That's
he don't
right.
change.
That's right.
I'm so glad. He does not change.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't change. He is the same as you said yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes. You said something. You said in your believing, sometimes you're going to say, help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
Absolutely.
So what does that look like?
Faith.
What is me believing and helping my unbelief?
That's real faith. That's when you have really tapped into faith.
Oh, yes.
When you have those moments where it don't look like. The Bible mm-hmm. says it's not revealed to the senses.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't sense anything. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. It looks like God then switch sides. I don't feel nothing. Mm. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. That's when you tap into real faith. Because it is here that you make the decision. Am I going to believe past my feelings? Am I going to believe past what I see? Am I going to still believe God past what I hear? If I hear nothing else, I still have to remember what I know, and that is Jesus Christ, and that he has spoken, and that settles it, whether I believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have this thing, if God said it, I believe it. Well, if you don't believe it, he still said it, and it's going to come to pass.
Oh, yeah.
And his word shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish.
It's gonna accomplish.
That means that means something. It's going to accomplish. It's going to reproduce. It ain't going to back wheel on you. It's not going to turn around. It's not going to expire. It's not going to go to sleep. It is going to do everything that he said it was going to do.
Yeah,
so
God.
When I find my season in myself in that season of help my unbelief, help me to believe you even the more. Help
mm-hmm.
me to believe you past what I don't see or what I don't feel or what I don't sense. Help me to believe, because without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible to believe God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for
mm-hmm.
and the evidence
yeah,
of things
yeah.
not seen. That lets me know a whole lot.
Yeah.
Now faith, not yesterday's faith, but my current faith.
Yeah.
My current, if I just, and Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Come on,
that's
now.
The smallest seed you could ever find.
Right. And it yields such great things.
But it yields great fruit.
Oh, yeah.
It yields great
yeah.
fruit.
Yeah.
It yields great fruit. So we have to, I love that, help my unbelief, because there are some moments when you are in the clutches and
mm-hmm.
when you are in the depths of believing God for some things. And we're not talking about, you know, hot dog money and cereal
Come on
money.
Now.
But what do you do when you believe in God for something that money can't buy?
Come
right.
on.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What do you do then? You can't go, you know, we can save money. We can work extra hours and get a house and get a car. But what do you do when the very thing that you want from God and you're believing God for it comes only from his hands?
That's right. That's right.
Then you have this faith. The Bible says he gives us all a measure of faith, but then there is the gift of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And God will mm-hmm. gift you with that. And we have to understand and know that when we're in our faith season, God is not putting you there to harm you, but he's trying to get something to you. He's
mm-hmm.
trying to make everything all right. I remember being in a season where it just looked just ridiculously bad. It just, you know, just forget it. You might as well just go to bed, move on to the next thing. And I'll never forget. I was broken. And what we have to remember and to tell people is that every day in this faith walk is not peaches
right.
and cream.
You're
every
right.
day
You're
you
right.
don't want to walk in faith. You want to just give up. You want
right.
to, matter of fact, here, take my towel in the whole linen closet,
huh.
worth the towels, because I'm through. I'm throwing them all in.
All
big
in.
Towel,
right.
face towel, bath towel, hand towel, decorative
conservative towels. I'm throwing them all in. But there's a moment when you begin to trust God outside of, you begin to trust God outside of what you see, that you will have those days where, God, I don't want to go no further. I'll never forget when I was going through my struggle with infertility. I just knew I had, you know, I had taken over 100 pills a month. I had done injections, and I went to the doctor only to find out my body was riddled with cysts. And I came home and I said, God, I can't do this no more. I'm tired. You know, I've been telling everyone, you know, but you've been encouraging everybody else, and it's working for everybody
else. Come on now.
But in my moment, you know, in my moment of needing God's help, in my moment when the choir then went home and the bishops then took off their garments and I'm not the lady and I'm not the evangelist, but I'm just Nikki and I'm just me and sitting in my room saying, God, what about me? And I said, God, I can't do it anymore. And as I stand here and as I sit here and talk to you, the Spirit of Grace said, who told you you could quit?
Jesus.
I did not tell you you can quit. Right. Did I not tell you that I would return back unto you according to the manner of women? And I broke down crying because, see, faith produces a relationship with God. You know, you don't turn it off and turn it on. He walks with you. He talks with you. He calls you his own every day when you feel it and you don't feel it. And so I remember saying, but God, I can't take anymore. And God says, this, you're right there. Because anytime troubles in your faith begins to get challenged at that moment, you are on the brink. You are right there. You are at the gates of, that's why the enemy bombards you with all of the struggle, all of the pain. People start leaving and conversations start happening and the weight and everything turns upside down. Then that's an indicator to me that I am closer today than I was on yesterday. So then that encourages me in my spirit, not in my flesh, because my flesh won't wild out, but in my spirit, it lets me know I must be close. If all hell is breaking loose, I got to be on the brink of something greater. And that's where I was on the brink, because can I tell you, the very next month, the very next month,
come on,
can
now.
You imagine if I would have gave up? I was
my
right
God.
There. And so God has a way. Come on. Did he not tell Abraham? He said, Abraham, stay your hand. He was right there. He was getting ready to end it all. But he said, stay your hand. There's a ram in the bush. Stay your hand. I see your heart. I can trust you now with the promise. I know that no good thing will you withhold from me. See, we say, God, there's no good thing that God will withhold from us.
Come
but
on.
What happens when God wants your good thing? Will you give it away in faith and believe that he'll have a ram in the bush? But that's what happens in that season of, Lord, help my unbelief. Because you go through a psychological. Come on.
Come on,
yes, you do. Yes, you do. You come on. Every day ain't, you know, wonderful, Savior and Lord, I love you.
Come
you
on.
Wake up in these days, you don't even feel saved. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. You don't even know. I don't know about today, God. You going to have to talk to me today, God.
Yeah, yeah.
And so those are those moments that makes the relationship, not church. The relationship with God and the process and the experience worth it all. What is a relationship without a history, without experiences, without us coming and having some type of challenges? The best marriages are not the ones that look pretty on paper and on pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The best marriages are the ones that have endured the storm, have endured every season. Every season.
Every season.
The same thing with God. In every season, he wants to go the distance with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sister said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And we have to remember that he was there
all the time.
The very next month,
the
promise manifests.
The very next month. But I was right. I'll never forget. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. It's because, let me tell you something. Faith will cost you.
Oh, every time.
Oh, come on. Real faith. When you, a real promise, something that's worth something in God, it's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you some tears. It's going to cost you. It may even cost you some friends. It may even cost you some people. And it's going to cost you a part of you.
Right. Right.
It is going to cost you. But when I look at it, it was worth it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was worth every tear that I cried, everything that I had to sacrifice. You go through a season when you're walking in faith, it makes you look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it does. Ooh. Oh, it makes you
it
look
ain't
crazy.
Real faith until you do.
Come on, until you look absolutely. Come on. I told the doctor looked at me and said, "Well, you know, it may not happen." I told him, you know, because you know you're progressing in age. I said, "Sir, according to the Book of Genesis, Sarah."
Come on.
She didn't conceive until her late 80s, 90s. Baby, I got 77 more years to believe God for this promise.
Go ahead.
You got to take yourself outside of what people say and what's in literature and facts and all that, because we serve a God that goes beyond science. Come on. He goes beyond. He'll confound the doctors.
My God.
So when I have a word from God, I don't care what. Who? I don't care, because I have a word from God. And I didn't pull this out the sky. Not only did I have a logos, but I also got his written word. I have a real word. I have a real word that's manifesting and bubbling up on the inside of me.
Yeah,
I have a rhema word. Thank you, sis. I have a rhema word. And yeah. I can track it.
Yes.
I can track it.
And we'll be right back in Jesus' name.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to the HG Special, where we have with us in the studio today
Evangelist Jackie Jenkins
and
Lady Elizabeth Hudson,
and my good friend Cynthia Jackson and the awesome Clarence Lee. Welcome back to the HG Special. We're going to do a little free flow here. I really like that song, Jesus is the Best Thing.
Yeah.
And I think you should just hit it for a second. I think you should just hit it for a second.
If anyone should ever write my life story,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason that there might be,
mm-hmm.
he'll be there between each line of pain and glory.
Yeah.
All because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus really is the best thing that's ever happened.
Hallelujah.
He's the first miracle
that
we receive in our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I always challenge people, if you're having a hard time, I dare you to have a flashback.
Yes.
Of what God has done for you.
Yes.
With that place that he pulled you out of that you knew you should have died in.
Yeah.
That place that he pulled you out of when everybody else had abandoned you in. But he yet bowed down heaven. David said he pulled him out of the muck and the mire,
out of
the miry clay.
Yes.
He's the same God yesterday, today, and
forever.
Evermore. So the same God that was walking in the cool of the day.
Oh, yes.
Is the same God that will walk in the cool of our day.
Right now.
He still speaks, and he's still the best thing that could ever happen to us.
Revelations 12 and 11 says that they overcame him.
Mm-hmm.
Who's him? The enemy.
Yeah.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And by the word of their testimony. People can come and take your house. Huh. They can come and take your car. They can give you a pink slip on your job. People can walk away. But one thing they can never take from you is the testimony has done for you. Whatever God has done, nobody can ever take that away. And in your low seasons, in the seasons where you're doubting, in the seasons where you're saying, God, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
Yeah.
Help me in the place that I cannot believe. Help me in the place that I cannot see. You've got to go back to what you know. And there are some times where you just got to know what you know.
Come on now.
You don't have a sign. You don't have a word. You don't have a prophecy. You don't have somebody ministering to you. You don't have an encouraging word. Nobody patting you on your back. You got to lean and depend on what you know. And what you know is that I once was lost.
Huh. Come on.
But now I'm found.
Yeah.
I once was blind, but now I see. God opened the door. If he did it before,
he'll do it again.
He's going to do it again because he's the same God.
Come on.
Right now.
Yeah.
As he was back then.
That's
he don't
right.
change.
That's right.
I'm so glad. He does not change.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't change. He is the same as you said yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes. You said something. You said in your believing, sometimes you're going to say, help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
Absolutely.
So what does that look like?
Faith.
What is me believing and helping my unbelief?
That's real faith. That's when you have really tapped into faith.
Oh, yes.
When you have those moments where it don't look like. The Bible mm-hmm. says it's not revealed to the senses.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't sense anything. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. It looks like God then switch sides. I don't feel nothing. Mm. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. That's when you tap into real faith, because it is here that you make the decision. Am I going to believe past my feelings? Am I going to believe past what I see? Am I going to still believe God past what I hear? If I hear nothing else, I still have to remember what I know, and that is Jesus Christ, and that he has spoken, and that settles it, whether I believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have this thing, if God said it, I believe it. Well, if you don't believe it, he still said it, and it's going to come to pass.
Oh, yeah.
And his word shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish. That means that means something. It's going to accomplish. It's going to reproduce. It ain't going to back wheel on you. It's not going to turn around. It's not going to expire. It's not going to go to sleep. It is going to do everything that he said it was going to do.
Yeah,
so
God.
When I find my season in myself in that season of help my unbelief, help me to believe you even the more. Help
mm-hmm.
me to believe you past what I don't see or what I don't feel or what I don't sense. Help me to believe, because without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible to believe God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for mm-hmm. and the evidence of things not seen. That lets me know a whole lot.
Yeah.
Now faith, not yesterday's faith, but my current faith.
Yeah.
My current, if I just, and Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Come on,
that's
now.
The smallest seed you could ever find.
Right. And it yields such great things.
But it yields great fruit.
Oh, yeah.
It yields great fruit.
Yeah.
It yields great fruit. So we have to, I love that, help my unbelief, because there are some moments when you are in the clutches and mm-hmm. when you are in the depths of believing God for some things. And we're not talking about, you know, hot dog money and cereal money.
Now.
But what do you do when you're believing God for something that money can't buy?
Come
right.
on.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What do you do then? You can't go, you know, we can save money. We can work extra hours and get a house and get a car. But what do you do when the very thing that you want from God and you're believing God for comes only from his hands?
That's right.
Then you have this faith. The Bible says he gives us all a measure of faith, but then there is the gift of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And God will mm-hmm. gift you with that. And we have to understand and know that when we're in our faith season, God is not putting you there to harm you, but he's trying to get something to you. He's mm-hmm. trying to make everything all right. I remember being in a season where it just looked just ridiculously bad. It just, you know, just forget it. You might as well just go to bed, move on to the next thing. And I'll never forget. I was broken. And what we have to remember and to tell people is that every day in this faith walk is not peaches
right.
and cream.
You're
every
right.
day
You're
you
right.
don't want to walk in faith. You want to just give up. You want
right.
to, matter of fact, here, take my towel in the whole linen closet,
huh.
worth the towels, because I'm through. I'm throwing them all in.
All
big
right.
towel,
right.
face towel, bath towel, hand towel, decorative
protective towels. I'm throwing them all in. But there's a moment when you begin to trust God outside of, you begin to trust God outside of what you see, that you will have those days where, God, I don't want to go no further. I'll never forget when I was going through my struggle with infertility. I just knew I had, you know, I had taken over 100 pills a month. I had done injections and I went to the doctor only to find out my body was riddled with cysts. And I came home and I said, God, I can't do this no more. I'm tired. You know, I have been telling every, you know, but you've been encouraging everybody else and it's working for everybody
else. Come on now.
But in my moment, you know, in my moment of needing God's help, in my moment when the choir then went home and the bishops then took off their garments and I'm not the lady and I'm not the evangelist, but I'm just Nikki and I'm just me and sitting in my room saying, God, what about me? And I said, God, I can't do it anymore. And as I stand here and as I sit here and talk to you, the Spirit of Grace said, who told you you could quit?
Jesus.
I did not tell you, you can quit. Right. Did I not tell you that I would return back unto you according to the manner of women? And I broke down crying because, see, faith produces a relationship with God. You know, you don't turn it off and turn it on. He walks with you. He talks with you. He calls you his own every day when you feel it and you don't feel it. And so I remember saying, but God, I can't take me anymore. And God says, this, you're right there. Because anytime troubles and your faith begins to get challenged at that moment, you are on the brink. You are right there. You are at the gates of. That's why the enemy bombards you with all of the struggle, all of the pain. People start leaving and conversations start happening and the weight and everything turns upside down. Then that's an indicator to me that I am closer today than I was on yesterday. So then that encourages me in my spirit, not in my flesh, because my flesh won't wild out, but in my spirit, it lets me know I must be close. If all hell is breaking loose, I got to be on the brink of something greater. And that's where I was. I was on the brink because, can I tell you, the very next month, the very next month,
come on,
can
now.
You imagine if I would have gave up? I was
my
right
God.
There. And so God has a way. Come on. Did he not tell Abraham? He said, Abraham, stay your hand. He was right there. He was getting ready to end it all. But he said, stay your hand. There's a ram in the bush. Stay your hand. I see your heart. I can trust you now with the promise. I know that no good thing will you withhold from me. See, we say, God, there's no good thing that God will withhold from us.
Come on.
What happens when God wants your good thing?
Will you
give it away in faith and believe that he'll have a ram in the bush? But that's what happens in that season of, Lord, help my unbelief. Because you go through a psychological. Come on. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You come on. Every day ain't, you know, wonderful, Savior and Lord, I love you.
Come
you
on.
Wake up in these days, you don't even feel saved. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. You don't even know. I don't know about today, God. You going to have to talk to me today, God.
Yeah.
And so those are those moments that makes the relationship, not church, the relationship with God and the process and the experience worth it all.
Ooh, Jesus.
What is a relationship without a history, without experiences, without us coming and having some type of challenges? The best marriages are not the ones that look pretty on paper and on pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The best marriages are the ones that have endured the storm,
have
endured every season.
Mm-hmm.
Every season. The same thing with God. In every season, he wants to go the distance with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sister said he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. And we have to remember that he was there
all the time.
The very next month,
the
promise manifests.
The very next month. But I was right. I'll never forget. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. It's because, let me tell you something. Faith will cost you.
Oh, every time.
Oh, come on. Real faith. When you, a real promise, something that's worth something in God, it's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you some tears. It's going to cost you. It may even cost you some friends. It may even cost you some people. And it's going to cost you a part of you.
Right.
It is going to cost you. But when I look at it, it was worth it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was worth every tear that I cried, everything that I had to sacrifice. You go through a season when you're walking in faith, it makes you look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it does. Ooh. Oh, it makes you
it
look
ain't
crazy.
Real faith until it, you do.
Come on, until and you look absolutely come on. I told the doctor looked at me and said, "Well, you know, it may not happen." I told him, "You know, because you know you're progressing in age." I said, "Sir, according to the book of Genesis, Sarah,
come on.
She didn't conceive until her late 80s, 90s. Baby, I got 77 more years to believe God for this promise. You got to take yourself outside of what people say and what's in literature and facts and all that, because we serve a God that goes beyond science. Come on. He goes beyond. He'll confound the doctors.
So
when I have a word from God, I don't care what. Who? I don't care, because I have a word from God. And I didn't pull this out the sky. Not only did I have a logos, but I also got his written word. I have a real word. I have a real word that's manifesting and bubbling up on the inside of me. Yeah. I have a rhema word. Thank you, sis. I have a rhema word. And I can track it.
Yes.
I can track it.
And we'll be right back. In Jesus' name.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.